弟兄姐妹、朋友们平安。
Peace be with you again.
在上一周主日学，大家在罗马书的主日学的课程中，非常欣喜地看到大家能够敞开心怀地进行非常热烈的讨论。
I was very pleased that last week I saw in the Sunday school about this class of Romans. I saw a fervent discussion.
大家讨论的焦点呢，就是从罗马书一章十六到十七节所引出的救恩。
And the focus of the discussion was from the book of Romans, chapter 1, 16 through 17, about salvation.
我们看一下罗马书一章十六到十七节。我不以福音为耻，这福音本是上帝的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。因为上帝的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
If I should read, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, the righteousness that is by faith, from first to last,Just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith.
在这两节经文中，大家注意两个词，一个是十六节的相信，再一个呢，就是在十七节出现的三次的信、信、信，同一个词。
Here I want you to take a note on verse 16. There is a belief there, and there is a faith appeared three times in verse 17.
这十六节要救一切相信的，这个相信，它这个词儿基本的含义有三个。
Verse 16, that believe has three meanings.
一个是相信，就是指一般的相信；第二呢是信赖依靠；第三是将一件事交托给某人。
The three implications are of the thing believed, or number two.Be put in the trust with number three to entrust a thing to someone.
那十七节的三个信字是同一个信字，但是与十六节的相信稍有不同。
And in verse 13, the faith over here is different from the one we saw earlier.
那这个信字的基本含义有两个，一个呢是对真理的坚信相信。
The first interpretation of that is the conviction of the truth of anything.
它表明与上帝的关系，包含着信靠以及有相信而产生的神圣的火热，并加入其中。
In the Bible, faith means that is put the trust in God, and therefore you have the zeal about that conviction, and you are willing to join them.
另外一个含义就是忠贞忠实，忠贞忠实到什么程度呢？就是让他人能够看到你具有一个信靠的个性。
The second dimension is fidelity or faithfulness, and that means that you are willing to rely on it or put your trust in that, or you are trustworthy.
盼望大家从这两个字词“相信”和“信”。来对照我们自己的信仰的心理路程。
So I hope today we will use those two dimensions to examine our faith, our belief.
那今天我们就从这两个字词“相信”和“信”对他的认知，来接受由雅各书五章十九到二十节所发出的基督徒生命成长成熟的挑战。传福音的挑战。
Therefore, we want to use those two dimensions of faith to check against the last two verses of James chapter 5.
那从今年五月中旬到现在，我们花了将近五个月的时间，从新约圣经雅各书整卷书中接受了十三次关于基督徒生命成长成熟的挑战。
Since this past May, up to today, I have preached about 13 times of the challenges about the Christian lives, the growth and the maturity.
今天是最后一次，也是第十四次关于传福音的挑战。
And today is the last sermon from the book of James, and the 14th time. And today's topic is about the challenge of sharing the gospel.
也是雅各书对我们基督信徒生命成长成熟所发出挑战的最高潮。
And this is also the peak or climax of all the challenges to Christians.
我想请问弟兄姐妹们，一提到传福音，大家想到的对象是什么人？
So I want to ask you, brothers and sisters, when I mention sharing the gospel, who are the object that you are thinking about?
大家可能会想到是那些慕道的朋友，是非基督徒朋友，是不是？
Typically, we think about the targets or the objects of sharing gospel should be the non-believers, the friends that we know of.
注意啊，大家有没有接受过在信徒中传福音的命令？
So let me ask you, have you ever heard about sharing the gospel within the believers?
我相信在信徒中传福音，这对信徒来说是既新鲜又特别具有挑战性的挑战。
And I believe that this is one new and very challenging task when I mention that you should share the gospel within the believers.
那现在我们就从雅各书五章十九节的上半部分和二十节的中间部分这两节经文来思想福音的对象。
So we want to think about who are the subject or the object of the gospel referred to the last two sentences.
雅各书五章十九节前面部分，我的弟兄们，你们中间若有失迷真道的，二十节的中间部分，一个罪人从迷路上。
So from the passage, let me repeat again some part of it. My brothers, if one of you should wander from the And then whoever turns a sinner from the error of his way.
雅各书从第一章到第五章，自始至终常常有出现有两个称呼。
The whole book of James, from chapter 1 through 5, you see two names are usually used.
一个称呼呢，就是我的弟兄们，我亲爱的弟兄们，弟兄们。
Brothers, my brothers, my dear brothers.
那用我们今天的话语就是，我的弟兄姐妹们，我亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，弟兄姐妹们。
In today's language, it definitely includes sisters.
另外一个他常用的称呼呢，是在你们中间。
The other one is that, I'm in the midst of you.
这显明了一个什么事情呢？一个什么问题呢？就是当年雅各书写作的对象是什么人啊？是教会内的信徒。
Therefore, this indicates that the object, the receiver of this book of James, were the believers in the church.
这也是为什么我们称雅各书是关于基督信徒生命成长成熟的一系列的挑战。
Therefore, some people look at the book of James and call that a series of challenges about Christian maturity and growth.
当然，从广义的角度来讲呢，圣经是写给所有人的。
And of course, it's apparent that the whole Bible was written to all humankind.
那我们来看，在整卷书结束的时候，雅各他再次的呼吁信徒向信徒发出了最后的一个命令，或者我们称作叫挑战。
So here, when we come down to the last two sentences of the whole book, James had given out a command or challenge to Christians.
这个挑战就是你们中间有失迷真道的。
The challenge is that even within yourself.You have some who have wandered from the truth.
显然指的是信徒中间有失迷真道。
That means within your believers, you have people who wander from the truth.
那这个失迷真道是什么意思？
What does that mean of wandering from the truth?
失迷真道呢，就是20节的，在迷路上的罪人。
And that is in verse 20, the sinner that made the errors.
这是不是个挑战呢？在教会中，在教会的信徒中，有在迷路上的罪人。他们是失迷真道的所谓的信徒。
So it's definitely a challenge that within the church, even within those so-called people who claim they are believers, you can find those who got lost.
那我们现在来认识一下失迷和这个迷路上的迷这两个字。
So look at wandering.
首先是失迷，它的意思是误入歧途，偏离正路，或者是被误导、欺骗而漫无目标的流荡徘徊。
That is a course to stray from the right way, be confused, or roaming about and no goal to reach.
那我们再看20节的这个迷字，它基本的含义是谬误、错觉、欺骗。
And this word error, wrong opinion, wrong mode of acting, or deceived.
那这个迷字是从前面那个迷路、迷失延伸而来的。
Extended from the earlier going astray or get lost.
我们来看几节经文所用的这个词在新约圣经中。
Let's see how those words were used in other places in the gospel.
马太福音22章29节，耶稣回答说，是对那些想陷害主耶稣的撒都该人回答的。耶稣回答说，你们错了，因为不明白圣经，也不晓得上帝的大能，错了，就是这个失迷。
In Book of Matthew, chapter 22, Jesus, replied to those Sadducees who were trying to persecute him. And Jesus said, you are in error because you do not know the scriptures of, or the power of God.
另外一段经文是在提多书3章3节，保罗说，我们从前也是无知、悖逆、受迷惑，服侍各样私欲和厌乐，常存恶毒、嫉妒的心，是可恨的，又是彼此相恨。
Apostle Paul also wrote in Titus chapter 3, At one time we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another.
另外一节经文，彼得前书2章25节，说你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。
Peter also wrote in 1 Peter chapter 2, For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls.
我请大家读这几段经文呢，是让大家了解，在这几段经文中用这失迷这个字形容的是什么人呢？形容的什么人？耶、yeah. ！圣经中居然用形容那些得救之前的人，就是迷路上的罪人，来描述教会中经过洗礼的信徒。
So therefore, those are other evidences showing that even in the Bible.They use the description of lost sheep going astray to describe those who claim they are Christians.
这就是具有特别挑战性的挑战。
And this is a top issue, very challenging.
弟兄姐妹可能会在想，说受洗之后不是就已经得到救恩了吗？那为什么还要救他呀？
So you may wonder, how come...Those Christians who were even baptized, why should we share gospel with them?
那请问，此处雅各书所讲的，在教会的信徒中，迷路上的罪人、失迷的人，他们失迷了什么呀？失迷了什么？
So what were the last two words of James talk about? What kind of error they made?
他们失迷了真道，真道就是上帝的话语，就是上帝的救恩。
They went astray from the truth, and the truth is God's words, God's salvation.
从旧约到新约，我们来看一段旧约的经文。
From Old Testament to New Testament,
33:18-19，一人转离他的义而作罪孽，就必因此死亡。听到了，一人，这是指的。那恶人转离他的恶，行正直与合理的事，就必因此存活。
Old Testament Ezekiel chapter 33, if a righteous man turns from his righteousness and does evil, he will die for it. And if a wicked man turns away from his wickedness and does what is just and right, he will live by doing so.
纵观雅各书，前面我们十三章一路走来，大家是否会认为借着我的口来讲述、来表达主耶稣基督他的弟弟雅各这样一个在教会的老人、在教会的领袖，是不是非常非常的严厉啊？
Maybe through the first 13 sermons on the book of James, you might get a feeling that James, who was the brother of Jesus Christ, must be a very harsh old man, like to criticize.
通篇充满了犀利的、直率的一些言辞。
Because his criticism was very candid.
加上我又给他们加上一个个的关于挑战的主题。
Then I also in my sermon put all kinds of challenges as the title.
大家有没有体会到雅各他的柔情和体贴之心？体会到没有？
But here I want you to pay attention that this old man may be kinder and pretty considerate.
比如咱们在第一讲关于信心和行为的挑战，是在讨论和思想雅各书二章十四到十六节中。他三次提到了信心若没有行为就是死。
Earlier, in my earlier sermon, when we refer back to the chapter 2 of James, James mentioned three times that when the faith has no deeds, it's dead.
他强调人称义是因着行为，不单是因着心。
So he emphasized that man became righteous was because of the deeds, not only because of the faith.
他曾经严厉地质问我们说，二章十四节，我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心却没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？
As we can see in James chapter 2, verse 14, what good it is, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds, can such faith save him?
这意思就是说，如果一个信徒缺乏公义的行为，无论他的信心有多么的坚定，他是不能得救的。
So this means that if a believer does not have the righteous deeds, then no matter how strong his faith is, this person cannot be saved.
具体的讲就是，假如一个信徒自认为他拥有得救的信心，但是在生活中他遇到事情的时候不能忍耐，在私欲的诱惑面前呢，又不能够忍受试炼。
So for example, this means that if a person who claimed that he has owned or have been saved, but in his or her life, that when he found adversity, he could not be patient. And when he faced temptations that he could not resist,
他又没有建立清洁的生活，做事的原则是顺服人，而不顺服圣经。面对有需要的人，无动于衷，办事说话，看人下菜碟子。这样的信心有什么用处？这样信心是不能得救的。
Or if this person has never established a holy life, and what he does, his principle of doing things is to follow man rather than follow the Bible's teaching, and has no mercy to those who are in need, what kind of faith is it? What kind of use is this kind of faith?
请大家仔细地留心，雅各书经过了一系列的严厉的批判挑战之后，在整卷书结束的时候，雅各并没有按着当时书信写作的惯例，那一般书信呢，最后的时候发出问安，最后给赐福。
Typically, you see the new the books in the New Testament usually end with greetings. Greetings.
而是一反常态的，我称它叫柔心慈肠的，将话题转到了救恩上面。
But rather, James skipped the greetings and directly go into the salvation, the topic of salvation.
他不忍心看到已经进入教会而成为信徒的人走向迷途而失去救恩的机会。
Because he did not want to see so-called those believers who claim they are believers, but they were actually going astray and they lost the opportunity of being saved.
这更是在这件书背后的那位救主耶稣基督他对我们发出的救恩的呼唤。
And this is also the calling from our Lord Jesus Christ, who are behind the writing of this book.
也是对我们发出的救恩的恩慈温柔的一个命令。
You can also take that as the Lord's command, which is kind and gentle.
下面我们就从十九节后半部分和二十节开始的部分来认识一下这个命令的对象。
Now we want to focus on the second half of verse 19 to see the object of the command.
雅各书五章十九节后半部分，有人使他回转，二十节，这人该知道，叫一个罪人从迷路上转。
Second half of 19 says, someone should bring him back, let him know that he which converts the sinner from the error of his way.
这里有三个人称代名词，有人，他，这人。
Let's focus on the English part. It has three pronouns. Someone, he,And
let him.
Let him. Someone him and let him.
那我们首先来看看，是他回转的，他指的是什么人？
So, the first one is let him, bring him back. Who is him? Quote.
那指的应该是后面这个从迷路上在迷路上的罪人，就是这个他，对不对？
That definitely refers to the sinner who went astray.
那使他们从缺乏公义行为的虚假信仰的道路上回转，转回到真实救恩的路上来。
That is, those people need to be helped so that they will turn back to the truth and walk on the right path.
所以这里提到一个叫真实的救恩的信心。
So here it refers to the choose for faith that can be saved.
真实的救恩的信心的道路呢, 就是前面所讲的, 人称义是因着行为, 不单因着心。
And this refers to what we said earlier, that a man's salvation is not just by faith alone, but also need to have a compatible deeds.
那十九节这个有人指的是什么人? 指的什么人?
Second one, someone. Who were the someone?
很明显是指的你们中间若有人。
That means among you, brothers and sisters.
那经文这里边有没有明确指出是你们中间什么人?
Let's take a note that the Bible does not specifically point out who should do that, who should help those who got lost.
有没有指明道性的说这个人应该是教会的牧师是长老?
It's not restricted to the elders or pastor in the church.
没有，所以我们相信，或者我们应该理解为这个有人指的就是所有信徒的责任。Therefore,
the right understanding is that we all believers have this responsibility to help that person who went astray.
正如哥林多后书5章18节所讲的，一切都是出于上帝，他借着基督使我们与他和好。 又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。Like
the second Corinthians chapter 5 says, all this is from God who reconciled us to him through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation.
劝人与上帝和好是我们每一个信徒的责任。So
to convince or to edify others so that person can reconcile with God is the responsibility of every believer.
其实啊，我宁愿看到那些受洗加入教会，但是内心深处根本就没有感动去愿意读经祷告的人，没有那种感动愿意与上帝亲近的人，没有感动想去付上 那些蒙上帝所悦纳、所喜悦的行为的人，我宁愿看到或者宁愿认为，这样自称为基督徒的人，根本就没有认罪、没有悔改、没有得救。Sometimes,
or in fact, I deeply felt in my heart that when I saw people who claim they are Christians, but they were not willing to read Bible. They had no desire to draw closer to God, and they have no touch or no commitment to do the actions that are pleasing to the Lord. And they claim they are Christians. Sometimes I would feel that I doubt whether they are really saved or not.
就像在第一讲关于信心和行为的挑战中，我所形容的那样，他们相信并且能够熟练地诵读基督信仰告白，相信神的存在，相信圣经是神的话语，相信基督是弥赛亚，相信基督为罪而受死复活升天。但是，就像开始我们所认识的罗马书1章16节。 中的相信那一词的含义一样，它只是停留在了第一个那个相信和信仰没有关的相信，没有信赖，没有依靠，没有交托，只是相信而已。So
we can say that, as I have preached a long time ago in my first challenge, that you can see in the church, not just this church, but many other churches, that some people can fluently cite the Christian's belief. And they also say that they believe God's existence. They believe that the Bible is God's words. They believe Christ is the Messiah. And they believe Christ died for our sins and was was resurrected. Everything they believe, but their belief stays in their understanding and their mind.
我宁愿成这样的所谓信徒是标签基督徒。
I would rather believe that those are so-called the labeled Christians.
因为从他们的生命状态和生命行为中，别人怎么看，左看右看，前看后看，上看下看，看不出来他是个基督徒。
Because other people can see them 360 degrees and cannot see any sign of being a Christian.
不但他自己没有得救，而且还会绊倒别人。
Not only they themselves were not saved, but usually they become the stumbling block to others.
像他这样的基督徒，我宁愿不去做，宁愿不去你们教会。不是他，是他。So
like people like this kind of Christian, I would rather not go to that kind of church.
大家请注意，我一再声明，这也是个挑战，我宁愿。 我宁愿称，但实际上是我不敢称这样所谓的信徒是根本没有认罪、没有悔改得救的标签基督徒。我宁愿，但是我不敢称。So
this is my disclaimer. Although in my heart, within my heart, I would rather call them the labeled Christians, but in reality, I dare not to call them like that.
因为第一，在教会中，我们 没有权利去论断一个人是否得救。Because
number one, in the church, nobody has a right to judge whether a person is really saved or not.
因为最终审判的权利在上帝。Because
the ultimate judgment has to be delivered by God.
但是第二，如果一个真正悔改得救的信徒，我说如果一个真正悔改得救的信徒，禁不住魔鬼撒旦的诱惑，而完全离开了追求的真理，向离开了向往敬虔的生活道路，那弟兄姐妹们，这种光景是非常可怕的。Secondly,
if a person who were really saved, but somehow could not withstand the temptation from Satan and finally make a decision to completely forsake his belief, the consequences will be terrible.
我们来看一节经文，希伯来书10:26-29，因为我们得知真道以后，若故意犯罪，赎罪的祭就再没有了。 唯有占据等候审判和那烧灭众敌人的烈火，你们想他要受的刑罚该怎样加重呢？
So here we quote Hebrews 10:26-29. If we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sins is left, but only a fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. How much more severely do you think a man deserves to be punished who has trampled the Son of God?
弟兄姐妹们，此时内心是不是感到有些恐惧啊？
Brothers and sisters, don't you feel a little bit fearsome?
如果有恐惧就对了。Indeed,
if you do have some fear, that's good.
如果我们对上帝没有恐惧感，那就说明我们对这位创造大能的上帝还没有真正的认识。If
we have no fear toward God, then it means that you do not have the right understanding about him who created this universe.
如果我们对这位上帝没有恐惧感的话，就说明我们的信心是软弱的。Also,
if you don't have a fear toward God, it also is an indicator that your faith is weak.
雅各老人他对比了一下，在二章十九说：“你信上帝只有一位，你信的不错，鬼魔也信，但他却是战兢，鬼魔都害怕。如果我们不害怕的话，我们的信心是软弱的。”The
reason I said if you don't fear God, your faith is weak, because James chapter 2 says, you believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder.
回到我们的雅各书五章十九到二十节，有人使他回转，这人该知道叫一个罪人从迷路上转回。Verse
20 says, remember this, whoever turns a sinner from the error of his way,
他我们知道了，迷路上的罪人，有人是我们中间的信徒，这人指的是谁呀？
What is the pronoun at the beginning of 20?
这人指的是有人，指的是教会的信徒呢，还是指的他在迷路上的罪人？指的谁？
Should that be the someone or the sinner?
现在中文译本，我的弟兄姐妹们，你们当中若有迷失而离开真理的人，有人把他找回来，你们要知道，那是迷失的罪人回头的。The
other translation, a contemporary Chinese interpretation, is that you brothers and sisters who help that sinner.
所以记住了，二十节的这个人，指的是你们，是我们，我们教会中的所有的信徒。Because
we all have that responsibility to help out.
我的外婆是在2006年还差20多天100岁的时候去世的。My
grandma on my mother's side passed away in 2006, and it was just shy of 20-some days from her 100th birthday.
在她年轻的时候，大概是在1930年代。
She was young, and that was in the 1930s.
西方宣教士到他们的村子里传福音，建立教会。Western
evangelists went to their village and shared gospel with them.
我的外婆她不单信了，而且带着我的母亲积极地参与教会的许多活动。My
grandma, quote, believed, and also brought my mother actively participating in many activities in that church.
那听我母亲讲，她当时呢还是村子里的儿童唱诗班的成员。According
to my mom, she told me that she was one of the choir, children choir member.
经常有宣教士带着他们走村串巷的为那些婚丧嫁娶的红白喜事献唱诗歌。Usually,
the children choir will be led by the Westerner missionaries to visit different villages when they have a wedding or even funerals.
后来那位西方宣教士离开村子，到其他地方去之后，村子里的教会呢，就有一对父子，他们来带领这个教会。Then
the Western missionaries left to other places. Then the church was handled or managed by family of parent and son.
当时河南到处闹饥荒。At
that time in Henan, my hometown, we have famine.
那那对父子在外出回村的路上，实在是饿得受不了了，就跑到旁边的玉米地里边，掰了几个玉米棒子来充饥。That
pair of son and father, they were so hungry. So one day they went out, and when they came back, they were too hungry that they had to grab some corns on the roadside and just ate it.
结果不巧被那块玉米地的主人发现以后，不容分说，把他们父子两人五花大绑，在村子里边游街，最后绑在村口的大树上示众，说他们是贼。Unfortunately,
they were spotted by the owner of the land, and they were tied up, they were taken to the village and tied up on the big tree on the entrance.
看到这样的情景，我的外婆受到了很大的打击，一气之下，就带着我的母亲离开了教会。My
grandma was so upset about this event. Since then, she took my mom away and never went back to the church.
在那之后，大家可想而知。 村子里那个教会的光景。Then
you can predict what would be the consequences of that particular church.
现在我想请问弟兄姐妹们，那对主持带领教会的父子，是不是相信了耶稣基督的福音，而接受了救恩？是不是？
So let me ask you: Were this pair of son and father, did they receive the gospel and accepted Christ?
仅就一个小小的行动，却是教会受到了重创。But
because of that mistake they made, it brought severe consequence to that church.
使得耶稣基督的名受到了损害。It
damaged the name of Jesus Christ.
他们的偷窃行为。 虽然是掰了几个玉米棒子，算不算罪？算不算犯罪？
Taken the corn, the several ears of corn from the field, was that stealing?
再请问，当时我的外婆是不是相信了耶稣基督的救恩？ 相信了福音而接受了救恩？
How about my grandma? Didn't she receive the salvation and the gospel of Jesus Christ?
仅仅人家教会领袖的犯罪，不但离开了教会，反而投身到他们当地的那个叫白马寺那个寺庙里边，拜偶像，敬拜偶像。And
just because of that event, my grandma departed from the church and turned to Buddhism, and went to the biggest temple, White Horse Temple, and started her idol worship.
她是不是可以被称作走向迷途的罪人？
Was my grandma like the sinners that went astray, as the scripture said?
还有我的母亲。
And including my mom.
所以开始的时候，我说，雅各书在结束的时候所发出的是慈心柔肠、苦口婆心的最后一道命令，最后一道挑战。And
that was why that I said James gave us this last command or challenge at the end of his book.
是对我们信徒所发出的，在教会内令人回转。 在教会内传福音的命令挑战。James
gave us this challenge and encouragement that we should also take care of the brothers and sisters that went astray even within a church.
如果我们身体力行地去接受这项命令，接受这个挑战，会有什么样的结果？
If we really take heart about this command and really do it, what will be the possible consequences or result?
就是雅各书二十章，也是整卷书的最后一句，便是救一个灵魂不死并且遮盖许多的罪。
And the result will be the last second part of the last word sentence. Will save him from death and cover over a multitude of sins.
所以雅各书五章二十节的最后一句在提醒我们，在教会内传福音的目标。So
this serves as a reminder that within the church, within a church, the target, who are the target of the gospel?
救一个灵魂，灵魂指的是什么？
What does it mean? Referring to saving a soul.
我曾经跟大家分享过，就是上帝在创造我们之后，在我们的必死的身体里边， 吹了一口气，呜啊哈，内在的生命。
In my earlier sermon, I mentioned what is soul. Soul is the breath, the breath that God gave us within our physical body that will sooner or later pass away.
我们的身体死亡并不可怕。
It's not dreadful that physically one day we will leave this earth.
可怕的是我们里边那个灵魂面对死亡。
What's dreadful is how our souls is going to face the moment of death.
那将是未来威胁我们最大的第二次死亡，就是永恒的地狱。
And that is the future threat. And that is referring to the second death, which means the eternal death in the hell.
刚才我提到我们对上帝的认识不够，使我们的信心软弱，是因为我们忽略了一个重要的事实。
Earlier I said if we do not fear God, then it means that we do not really understand this God, and we ignore the one truth.
因为在这本圣经中，主耶稣基督借着他对地狱的谈论远远的多于对天堂的谈论，为什么？就是要提醒我们，那个地方不该我们去，不要去。
In fact, in the Bible, Jesus spent more passages talking about hell than talking about heaven.
马太福音十章二十八节，那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们；唯有能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，正要怕他。
Matthew chapter 10, Jesus said, "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell."
启示录二十一章五六七八节，我们下去可以自己看一看啊。那些他们将在烧着硫磺的火湖里有份，这是第二次的死。
And the second death was described in Revelation, 21, starting verse 5. You can go home and read this in details.
这就是为什么雅各书在结束的时候苦口婆心的要我们救一个灵魂不死，它的意义之所在。
And that is why James was so enthusiastic to urge us to save a soul from death.
那我再请问最后一个问题，雅各书五章二十节最后遮盖许多的罪。遮盖谁的罪啊？
Lastly, I want to ask you one more question. What is the meaning of cover over a multitude of sins?
是遮盖那个被我们拯救从迷途上回来那个人的罪呢？还是遮盖我们拯救者的罪？
Whose sins does this one refer to? Is that the sinners or the someone who saved them?
回到当年我外婆的故事，假如当她看到教会的领袖因为偷窃之罪被绑在大树上示威之后，回家祷告，然后拿几块银元去给那块玉米地的主人，把这位父子解救下来，再召集几个热心的弟兄姐妹们一起到教会跪在十字架前祷告认罪悔改，将会是怎么样的光景？
Suppose my grandma back then could have taken out some money and give it to the cornfield owner and gathered together with other Christians to reconcile with that owner and go to church and pray, it will be a different consequence.
作为一个信徒，如果能够做出那样的美好的见证的话，那我们脑筋急转弯想一下，是救了谁的灵魂不死，是遮盖了谁的许多的罪啊？
If she could have done this, then we could understand that who were the, what kind of souls that she has saved, and what kind of sins that she could have covered.
大家仔细想一想。
Let's think about it.
那最后让我们一起来诵读，再次的诵读雅各书五章十九到二十这两节经文，作为今天正道的结束。
So now I'd like to conclude my message by having everyone read this together.
我们一起用中文、英文一起来读。
In whatever language.
来，我的弟兄们，你们中间若有失迷真道的，有人使他回转，这人该知道，叫一个罪人从迷路上转回，便是救一个灵魂不死，并且遮盖许多的罪。阿门。